for people who may not be aware of what you're looking for, what are you looking for?
Well, we inspect all of our snow and ice trucks across the whole state of Ohio on the turnpike. We have a 136-point inspection we do on these trucks. We're looking at everything from brakes to powertrain to tire wear. We're looking at all the actual tools on the truck that we have installed, such as our salt spreading application material, our liquid spreading application material, the snow plows themselves. A lot of our trucks, most of our trucks, are equipped with what's called a wing plow. They have a secondary plow on the side to keep the snow off the berm, to keep our traveling public safe. We're looking at all this material, plus safety lights, all the operators' creature comforts, such as the heat, the in cab lighting, the in cab controls, the seating, even making sure that the seat is in good working order, and that we're not going to have a driver complaining about back issues midwinter.
How many miles or years of service can a truck typically do?
We pride ourselves, as you can see, even I know with your radio station, the public can't see it. We pride ourselves on taking very good care of our trucks. Because of the expense of a new truck this day and age, we try to get 15 years out of a truck.
And any idea how many miles that might be?
And it can be in upwards of close to 200,000, 210.
It's difficult, the drivers are doing their job. There are other drivers around there maybe trying to pass them or get them around, whatever the case might be. What's your advice for drivers who see one of your trucks ahead?
Give us that little bit of space. As the saying goes, don't crowd the plow. If you're going to pass us, give us that signal. Let us know you're going to pass us before you start that movement to come around us, because chances are the driver will ease over a few inches and give you just a little bit more. It's those people that come around us in a big hurry and don't even give us that opportunity maybe to ease over just a little bit. They are trying to get the snow off of that center line on that roadway. So in order to do that, that plow's got to be on the center line. We will ease off that center line if we know you're coming.
Anything else you would like to add?
Just that on the turnpike this year, we've started a new program with the general public. It's called Name a Plow. And we have 8 maintenance facilities across the state on the turnpike. We're gonna select 8 winners, 1 for each maintenance facility, and that creative person with that creative name is gonna have a snowplow truck named in their entry, and they will receive a pretty nice gift card for being part of our naming rights.
Okay. Does the name go up on the door like a pilot's plane or?
Actually, we're going to put the name right across the plow. We have a sign shop here at the turnpike. Those guys are really creative, and they're going to make up great big labels. We're going to put them across the plow, so when you see it coming, you'll know that was the truck that was named under that name.